The International Council of Tree Growers have given me 24 hours to write a new Christmas song, and if they like it, David Hasselhoff is going to sing it Christmas Day on Belgium's Got Talent. Do you know what this could do for me? What it could do for my career? But the thing is that they've sent these two young vice presidents to watch me, and they're stressing me out. I've got Christmas by the balsam, no need for you to pine.
That's not a good song.
You call that a song?
Man, these executives get younger every year. Okay, how about this? You can keep your Christmas goose. I like blue Norway spruce.
You're too a songwriter.
Here comes a moose.
Can you write a song about a tree?
You guys are putting a lot of pressure on me. I mean, I put a lot on myself, and you know, this is no way to write a Christmas song. I can't stand it. Wait, stand it. Can't stand it. Maybe Christmas tree stands? Maybe there's something here. I was in a Christmas funk till you screwed that bolt into my trunk.
You're fired!
I don't want to see your face again. Thanks for nothing.
Writing a Christmas song is harder than you think. But our guests today have picked out some really good ones. And now he can tie King Wenceslas to seven major commodity scandals. Colin McEnroe.
Oh, yeah, the whole story of King Wenceslas, and it linked to a lot of financiers who made out very well at that time. The stress, that's why. I mean, the premise of our show today is, you know, has anybody written a good Christmas song since 1994? And maybe it's those young executives who are making it such a difficult thing to do. So in studio with us, we have assembled a very talented panel to consider this. Joan Holliday, a DJ on 93.9 and 101.5 The River. I actually have the frequency. I've never known the frequencies.
I'm a